fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the fram-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, 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 yeah, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, the banana bread man. He used to call it out on the streets of old Key West. Banana bread, get your hot banana bread, and don't blame me when it's gone. His fat, tired, rusty bicycle seemed like it might flip over frontward with the carefully stacked freight of banana bread that filled his basket. He pushed down on the wooden pedals with old but muscular calves. He had his roots. His tropically sun-bleached eyes had dimmed in power, but his instincts knew where to find the tourists like a captain knows where to find the fish, long after the colors of the water and the sky slide together. Damn, he was good. Everyone smiled when they saw him coming. I know he had some regular stops, plying his wares the way the other bicycle peddlers did with Yellowtail Snapper in the early mornings when I first got to town. It was a thriving street market commerce back then. Banana trees abound in Old Town Key West, their fragrance intertwined with the gardenia, salt water, and sweat of the dreamy days. Southeast Asian farmers probably were the first to domesticate bananas. The cultivation goes back at least to 5,000 B.C. There is some evidence that the prophet Muhammad enjoyed bananas, but he was too early for our banana bread man to truly find the best. Bananas were introduced to the Americas by Portuguese sailors who brought the fruits from West Africa, along with slaves, of course. The very word banana is of West African origin. The banana bread man cooked in a house in the Bahama Village area of Key West, the house he was born in, I imagine. One of the charms of living there was the span of village life. Generations were born and raised on the same block. I met a number of residents who had never left Key West. Why should I go anywhere, they'd ask. I like it fine here in old Cayo Hueso. I could imagine his kitchen. The heady smells of mashed, rich, ripe bananas, brown sugar, and more than a hint of rum mixing in with the toasty nuts from his old stove, and the equally woozy, drunken scent of vanilla, enough to make the bees swoon. Through the wide-open windows, his banana bread perfumes sauntered out into the leafy neighborhood. I'm sure little children would go wild thinking of ways to get some of their very own manna for free. When did he cook his banana bread, I wonder now? Was it in the middle of the night, so as to work when the sun would finally roll over its heavy weight, like a drowsy lover? Or perhaps he would slip the yellow golden loaves in the ovens around noon, and then pedal his bike over to the Bottle Cap Bar on Simonton Street, or Shea Shea's on Truman for a ball game on the tube and a few cold bush blue runners to relax before he could go home, wrap them in paper bags, and then head down to Mallory Square's nightly sunset celebration to make his living. Banana bread, get your hot banana bread, and don't blame me when it's gone. See you in the next world, Banana Man, and I'll be coming hungry. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.